Republicans in the North Carolina General Assembly are not ready to give up on efforts to overhaul state voting laws. That's after the U.S. Supreme Court this week refused to take up a lower court's ruling that struck down the 2013 election overhaul, finding it discriminated against African Americans. Now, as WFAE's Nick De La Canal reports, Republicans may try again with new legislation.
The 2013 law passed by Republicans had a lot of moving parts. It required people to show a photo ID at the polls, it reduced the number of early voting days, and it eliminated same-day registration, out-of-precinct voting, and pre-registration for 16-year-olds. A court found those measures were discriminatory against African Americans with near-surgical precision. While that law is now negated by the court, Republicans like State Senator Jeff Tart of Mecklenburg County believe they could pass a new version that's scaled down and passes court scrutiny. He spoke to WFAE's Charlotte Talks.
I think we'll continue to work at it. I don't know if there'll be something still this session that we address it or not, but I'm sure there are people that will look at it. We have an elections law committee, so I know the topic will be taken up.
Tart, for his part, says he'd like the state to require a photo ID in order to vote, noting that 33 other states have similar requirements. For WFAE News, I'm Nick Della Canal in Charlotte.